producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's election 2014, a major political realignment or business as usual. What will lame duck Obama do in the new year? Executive orders on the Second Amendment. Executive orders shutting down energy. Executive orders handing out 60 million green cards they now admit they've printed. 60 million. That's from Senator Sessions. 60 million. And all the leaks over the last decade he's put out have turned out to be accurate. 60 million. More than three Central American countries, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala. That's a bold move. And then they get to vote right away, and they got bills in Illinois to make it legal. This is hardcore conquering America. Vlad's a cool name. Vlad in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. I'm here in Washington. I just have a basic point about the current elections. For example, everyone has to vote for senators for the presidential race. But back in the day when I moved here from Russia, only citizens could vote. I couldn't vote. So I had to wait until I became a United States citizen until I was eligible to receive a ballot.
Yeah, now the Democrats just give you somebody that's off the, you know, that's stolen the voter roll but hadn't voted in 10 years, and you show up and just vote. That's the way it is.
Yeah, that would piss me off if someone used my name to go vote for some Democrat. I'm not going to be voting for no Democrat.
Well, that's because you're being racist. I mean, I think it's okay for a lot of people use the voter rolls for identity fraud, too. So you should let people steal your identity, sir.
No. That ain't.
Oh, listen, you didn't build your identity. Your parents didn't have you. Your name's not Vlad. You didn't even build yourself. When you suck air into your lungs, government did that. Do you understand that, sir? Do you understand government hung the moon? Government made your great-granddaddy meet your great-grandma. Government did everything.
Well, they didn't.
Government did that. Oh, I'm breathing air. Ooh, I'm gonna drink some tea. Government did it.
No. See, that's what they want you to believe. That's a load of horse garbage. You don't want to believe anything the government says these days because all they do is lie to you.
No, they don't. They never lie.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do.
Racism. Racism.
Oh, racist. Oh, no.
I say 2 + 2 = 5, and you're a homophobe, sexist, racist if you don't agree. 2 + 2 = 5. I'm trendy. I control reality. You bow down and do what I say. Is that clear? We'll take your identity, and we'll vote with it, and then we'll take your tax money, and we'll take your property. You belong to us. That's called freedom. It's not called high-tech slavery. Is that clear, Vlad?
That's called hardcore slavery right there.
How dare you.
They can call me a sexist. They can call me a bigot. I don't care what they call me. The reality is only United States citizens can vote in the United States. I came from Russia. I couldn't vote. They're saying, what about all these...
Obama says there's no election fraud.
Obama's a liar. Obama should be impeached and tried for treason.
No.
Yes.
He's heavenly.
I don't care what they say. Oh, man.
Well, did you hear Jamie Foxx?
Treasonous person. Huh?
Jamie Foxx just said the word Barack Obama. He just, when he says the name, he's having an orgasm.
First of all, giving honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
I love it when he says it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the proof. Hey, turn your guns in. Barack Obama. Give me all your money. Barack Obama. I'm going to put satellite trackers in your car and text you by the mile. Well, I don't want to do that. Barack Obama. I'm going to open the borders up. Barack Obama. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fund Al-Qaeda. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
They want you to be under them. It's kind of like those people that have the mindset of conquering others without having anything to give for someone else. It's like when we had the Stalinist revolution in Russia, when we had Lenin, when we had all of these...
Hey, Stalin had an awesome mustache, and I'm going to come back to you, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, We have removed Alex Jones from the show. I am the new government-approved broadcaster. My name's Phil. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your phone calls. We were just talking to Vlad, who moved here and is a citizen of the U.S., but originally from Russia. He was making parallels between tyranny and freedom and saying, you know, why can't illegals vote? He had to wait to be a citizen. We're going to go to Kevin, Robert, Christie, Reverend Bolt, and others. We'll also walk through the latest election news as it unfolds. And the Justice Department is dispatching monitors to 18 states to look for racism and people preventing minorities from voting. No, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, is they're letting illegals vote without IDs with the voter rolls, and it's a total takeover. And that's what's happening, and they've been caught red-handed, and it's outrageous. Law enforcement defines elections as referendum. Obama's amnesty means tidal wave of illegal immigration. They've printed 60 million green cards for after the election. They've already opened the borders. They're just going to certify it all. The government's got the organization facilities at thousands of apartment complexes, organizing it, preparing from all over the world. Used to, we're always talking about Latin America because that's the majority. Oh, no. Asia, Eastern Europe, Russia, the Middle East, Africa. It's just a flood.
an absolute flood, and then huge government trough or mammaries, milkies, with taxpayer money. It's just total robbery. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. The problem with pure democracy is, in Greece, they had pure democracy in some of the city-states, and they would have one bucket of black rocks and one bucket of white rocks, and then the establishment higher-class order was allowed to vote. You could be voted into their club. That was the first democracy. It's more like an oligarchy. And they would call them up, and they would say, yeah, we think this philosopher has been rude to us. We're going to have a vote on throwing him off the cliff. Or sometimes we're going to make him drink hemlock. These are real cases. And then they would vote. They'd say, yep, there are 10 more black rocks than there are white rocks, so we do not vote to kill you. Oh, there are 7 more white rocks than there are black rocks. Those are a yes vote. We're going to throw you off the cliff. Guards, march him up to that 1,000-foot parapet and throw him off for corrupting the youth, criticizing the government. Most of the philosophers that got killed, and a large percentage of them did get killed, the thinkers, was for criticizing the state. And they would either have you drink hemlock or throw you off of a cliff. And they would vote on that. And that's pure democracy. That's why it's the howl of democracy. That's why in a republic you have the law, the Bill of Rights, that cannot be countermanded by a jury, a grand jury, a judge, a president, a mob, anybody. And now, yeah, there it is, the trial of Socrates. Socrates was ultimately sentenced to death by drinking hemlock-based liquid. Then they had a vote, and they gave him the hemlock, and then he drank. Out, out, brief candle, to quote Shakespeare. Okay, let's go back to Vlad and then Jim. Vlad, finish your point about the parallels of living in Russia as a young person and then being here in the United States.
Well, my whole point was the fact that people need to be citizens to vote. And right now the Democrats are talking about voter ID laws, where they shouldn't have voter ID laws, where anyone should be able to just walk up and vote. Well, what about my vote? What if someone came and took my identity and went out and voted without an ID? The reality is every single person that does vote, they do need to provide physical government identification via passport or driver's license. And it has to be some form of identification that was produced by the state, i.e. you know, something legitimate. And if they're saying that, oh, we shouldn't have all these IDs for all these illegal immigrants, they're basically implying that all the immigrants are stupid, that they're not smart enough to go and get an ID, to go become a citizen. That's what they're saying. So they're really the ones that are racist. And the reality is that if we don't turn around and remove all these Democrat or Republican or even libertarian that break the law and reject the Constitution, we're all going to end up like Stalinist Soviet Russia.
Well, sure. And it's also about a divide and conquer, the old Tower of Babel story, where there were so many nationalities from so many countries that moved there, none of them could communicate anymore, and basically things fell apart. It's one thing if you're in India, and it's 95% Indians. It's a culture. You can adopt it. You know what it is. If you're in China, 90-something percent are Chinese. You can adopt it. You can learn to navigate it. Or Mexico, you go down there, 90-something percent are Mexican. You can get into it. I mean, I like other cultures, but when it becomes a Star Wars space bar like Walgreens was last night, I mean, I walked in this Walgreens and it was like dee 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 dee. I mean, it was like a gallery of every country in the world as I rounded the corner, you know, looking for children's Tylenol and getting some bottled water, some chapstick, and it was just that there is just bizarre. And I see that everywhere now. I appreciate your call, brother. I go down to the hike and bike trail, and used to, you'd see a few homeless people, but the cops have run them off. I'll be 2 miles on a hike and bike trail where there's nobody, and I'll come up on Guatemalans fishing with a tin can and yarn, with a grandmother sewing, with a fire going, and 5 kids. Grandma, dad, mom, 5 kids. And you kind of, they're quaint, they're cute. I've been to Guatemala, and I knew the hats. I knew they were Mayans. I said, Guatemala, and they're like, see. They're all scared. So it's, in a way, it's true. A lot of the immigrants don't know how to work the system. They're living on the hike and bike trail and fishing. And then I went, and I've got video on my iPhone of them. but I didn't want to go up and just stick the camera in her face. I felt sorry for him. But see, the globalists are using the fact, hey, it's not my fault Guatemala's collapsing and is a literal hellhole. Is a hellhole. And they're being used as a weapon. But when you've got Guatemalans camping on the hike and bike trail in Austin, Texas, you got a problem. I mean, it's not just driving by Home Depot now that I'll see 50 to 100 illegals. At least they're out looking for work. There used to be 20. Now it's 100. I just see it at gas stations everywhere, and there's huge buses everywhere now that you didn't see 5 years ago just disgorging people from Central America. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I don't think it's 30 or 40 million. I think it might be like 100 million or something. Because I'm told all over the country it's like this. Just buses pull up and just offload people. And the Border Patrol gives them the money, and it's just a staging ground. And we broke that 3 months ago, 4 months ago, before even the New York Times had to admit it a month later. The Border Patrol said, come down here. Do you want to see something? Come here at night. And there were all the scores of buses driving in, and people get off. The Border Patrol gives them the voucher. They get on. The Border Patrol stands there with their mouth hanging open, and the buses just drive in to Democratic Party facilities, major churches. And then they deploy them from there. They sign them up for welfare, sign them up for free housing. And then those become command bases to then harbor the next group and to complete the smuggling process. This is a communist takeover by offshore banks that want to put us under communism. They're exempt. This is the end of America. Just so you know, it's the equivalent of taking a straight razor right across somebody's neck and slicing both carotids, both jugulars. Just boom, pumping blood out. Because if they brought these immigrants in by 100 million and they all had to work and weren't put on the political system, it'd probably end up making the country wealthier down the road. Because Americans, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, don't have kids anymore once they're citizens. Have like 1.5 kids, so, you know, we are a dead country, so we got to have replacement rates, but not 100 million. I mean, it's just, I could walk out of here and walk 100 yards, and there'll just be illegals walking around. I mean, it's just everywhere. I don't care where you are. You can be in the middle of nowhere, and the illegals are just running around. And again, it's all being done while citizens are held to the highest nitpicking standard. You got a tail light out, your insurance is out. I'm bankrupt, man. I can't pay for it anymore. Get out of the car. You're going to jail. CPS those kids. Because you're a citizen. You're a mark. You're a chump. You're to be ridden down. You're the enemy. You're known as the right whale, the right one to hunt. Print me a Wikipedia on right whale, please. Reverend Bolt, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Robert, Kristen, Will, and others. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling from the Great Republic of Texas.
Well, welcome, terrorists. You know full well it's FEMA Region 6, racist, and the unelected FEMA governor is in command. You submit to the governor, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Do you even know who the governor of FEMA Region 6 is?
Actually, no.
Why don't you look it up?
Is it Obama?
No, it's a Fort Hood general, but you will learn to submit soon enough. The shadow governor of FEMA Region 9 is Herr Napolitano, your ruler. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. The two things. One, several months back, I started taking your Mason iodine and your super meal. And prior to this, I was barely walking, having to use a walker. Now I'm able to function as a human again. Actually move around, enjoy life. So needless to say, it does wonders.
Well, thank you, brother. You know, we don't ask the callers to call these testimonials. In fact, it's almost becoming an issue, but thank you. They really are. If you have an iodine deficiency and you don't get enough of it, you'll end up dying of a complication. That's just a fact. But they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that they put estrogen mimickers in basically everything, print, paper, everything, to where males are suppressed. So you go on something like super male, that just makes you what you're supposed to feel like. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Oh, that's okay. Works for me. Yeah, I went up, did my voting this morning, and it was funny because I've talked with a lot of people, college-age students, in the past couple of days, and I'd say better than 80% that I've spoken with, they're all so complacent and dumbed down. There's the old adage, you can't fix stupid. And just because they're getting an education doesn't mean they're intelligent.
You're right. I've got to be honest. Young people working in a shop are super smart. And then I go down to UT and we do these interviews. We can't find people that can talk. I mean, they aren't humans anymore. They just look at their iPads and just go, trendy, trendy, trendy. They aren't even people anymore. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly. And with them, they're not voting. Oh, we're not going to vote. Why not? Why? Our vote don't count. Well, naturally, if you don't vote, it don't count.
Well, voting's only one part of an overall plan. You're always in a fight for freedom. It's not perfect. A lot of people we get on say don't vote. I can see their perspective. Vote with your dollars. Vote with not complying. There's 100 ways to vote. There's more than 100 ways. But voting is a big one. And, yes, it usually doesn't matter when they own both parties, but that's wearing thin. It's coming to the end of it. God bless you, Reverend Bolt. Let's talk to Robert in Florida. We just skipped the network break. Robert, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex, long-time listener and trying to be a caller.
Well, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I've been listening to you for about 4 or 5 years now. I went in and voted today for what good it's worth, and I live in a little town called Port St. Lucie, Florida, just on the East Coast, north of West Palm. And when I went in there, just out of curiosity, now don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with the ID thing. And I even had my ID up. But when I went in there, I asked them, I said, okay, we need to see your driver's license. I said, okay, can you show me the Florida law that says, you have to have it? And he says, well, I don't know the law, but the law is, you can't vote here unless you have a photo form of ID. And he said, my guidelines are, and I interrupted him, I said, well, your guidelines do not supersede our law. I said, if I wasn't.
That's right. It's important to train everybody that you're going to show me the law and you're going to be specific about it so that these people start learning to actually look at the law. You're right.
Right. And then I said, well, if I was a piece of Spanish illegal scum that come over here, would I have to show you ID or anything? And his jaw kind of dropped. And the ladies that were sitting there listening to all this, they kind of smiled and said, I agree with you. But this doesn't happen here. He says, in this precinct, you have to have an ID. And he stepped away, and he brought back a paper. They had the Florida statute that did say you have to have ID. But one of the things were, if you don't have a photo ID, you can use a piece of mail, something with your address on it, a credit card. So that doesn't really justify ID in my book. If you can use a piece of mail that's right.
Florida's like Texas, where you just say they want something. And that's meant to stop the serial vote fraud, where James O'Keefe could vote 20 times. He didn't actually vote, but he got to the point of getting the ballot to illustrate it. And by the way, we have a piece of the interview that Ja'Kari Jackson just did with O'Keefe, exclusive with all the big election fraud he's breaking. We have the full interview tonight during live coverage. We've got some other interviews we've taped with Greg Palast and others. That's coming up tonight. 6 to midnight Central, 7 to 1 a.m. Eastern. That's 3 to, I guess, that'd be 9 Pacific. Infowars.com/show, or click on the elections link to find the free video feed that's already up and going right now, simulcasting this transmission. I appreciate your call. Now, I get your point saying that you're mad at people that are here illegally, voting to disenfranchise you illegally, calling them scum. I think if you call someone scum who's voting illegally, if I was down in Mexico illegally voting in their elections, I think they could call me scum. But if you mean they're scum because they're Spanish-speaking, I got to be honest with you. People that are here legally that I know from Latin America are more moral and nicer than Americans. Just because they're more old-fashioned. Americans are so incredibly spoiled. There is a cliche that sold conservatives on having open borders that the illegals will work hard, and they will. But that culture is being phased out, and they want people that wear 6X underwear that are on welfare to get up here who can barely get in a bus ride. They're advertising, want to have a baby? That's who they want up here. In my view, well, I told the story about I ran out of gas the other day, and I think the guy said he was from El Salvador. I forget. Really nice. I'm walking down the ramp, ran out on 290, and he took me to get gas. And when I came back, the cops were there saying, hey, you can't. This is blocking the exit ramp. I go, I know. I didn't want to run out here. It wasn't blocking. I was able to pull it over. And then the cops basically ended up, because, of course, the gas can at the place, it didn't go in the hole right because it's the type that seal and the cops just pushed the truck down over the hill and down to the gas station. So they were very nice and did service duty. See, it's not lowly to do service. It's a high calling. You know, it's good to help people. It's good to be a good Samaritan and do your job. But, I mean, I had a good experience with the police and with the guy. And I said, are you here legally? And the guy was like, no. He didn't speak much English, but he was pulling over to, you know, help me and give me a ride. Look, I mean, I'll take anybody over the UT students I've seen. And I'm not trying to be mean. I don't care if they're Chinese, white, black. We go interview them. They are so stupid and can hardly talk, but they know all the trendy buzzwords. We go down there and 9 out of 10 sign a petition to ban water. And they brag, yeah, I'm a chemist. You know, I got a degree from Stanford. Yeah. The guy starts hitting on Leanne McAdoo on the jogging trail. And he's bragging that he's got a degree in chemistry. And he's saying, yes, I'll sign your petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. Dihydrogen monoxide is the scientific name of water, H2O. 9 out of 10 people, we've done it. You go up and say, you know, it's very bad for the environment. Want to restrict it. Want to arrest anybody caught dumping it on the street in the wintertime, just to give them a hint. Sodium chloride is just, it's incredible. Can burn your eyes, burn your skin. Oh, yeah, I want to ban that. It's table salt, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not a chemist. It's just, what's wrong with these people? Oh, they know how to run their channel remote, though. They know how to laugh when I warn them that the TV's listening to every word they say on record. Patented, certified, hooked up. I'm going to go back to your calls in a moment. The first really serious death threats I got were when, in fact, if I told the whole story, people wouldn't believe it. It's like a novel. Is that an engineer came to me in the parking lot of Access Television and said, here is the new digital cable box. It's coming out in a year. We're integrating them and testing them. It was a high-level engineer. Well, it's been so long ago I could just say it because they ended up fine. He was the lead engineer at a major cable company in Austin. At the time, there was only one. And he goes, there's a microphone in it that's voice print, and this next one's coming out. It's going to have a camera. And they go, these functions won't work for years, but we're hooking them up and activating them, and we can see in the test homes that the data is being sucked out through government conduits that have been added to our facility. I went on air and said they got NSA hubs hooked into your digital cable boxes in like 97, and they are tracking what everybody's doing in live time, and these are going to roll out everywhere, part of a smart grid, and the NSA has hubs and all the telecoms. So I'd already talked to an AT&T guy about this, too. You notice later was an AT&T person in San Francisco. The head guy, the head engineer over the whole building went public and said, no, the whole floors are NSA. 30 minutes into the transmission, they cut the feed at Time Warner Master Control because Access TV ran through that. The phone starts ringing. And they call me and they go, we're getting major heat. We're being threatened by Time Warner that you're giving out proprietary information and they may sue us. And I said, listen, so I brought in a cable box. We got to find these videos. They're so epic. And ripped it open on air and showed the microphone and the blueprints. This is the type of shows I used to do back then by myself. Buckley used to help when he could. And Mike Hansen. I tore it open on air. And showed everybody. And, man, the death threat started. And I get these calls on my unlisted line going, listen, Alex, you can have fun and have your show. But let me tell you, you've gone too far, buddy. You don't talk about that cable box, you little son of a bitch, or you and your family are going to get it. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but, I mean, serious old men can sound really evil, always real friendly. Imagine when they call up and go, listen, you little piece of, you got into stuff you're not supposed to be getting into, boy. And if you know what's good for you, you'll shut your mouth right now. Same thing when I exposed DynCorp and the child kidnapping rings that were in the news. Got the same kind of calls and stuff you wouldn't believe. It was causing incredible hell for my family. But somebody's got to expose this. People calling up saying, I just saw you let your dog out in the backyard. That's a nice little dog. I mean, the phone rings right as you close the door. Yeah, I heard your dad's in the hospital. Hope he effing dies. We're going to cut your head off. You understand that? We're going to cut your effing head off. See, that's who runs this country. They ship in the narcotics. They run the kids. They run it all. And they count on us being weak-minded while they got cable boxes listening to everything we do for 15, 16, 17 years. Did it stop 9/11? No. They run Al-Qaeda. It's not our government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Coming to you next.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Seven Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to fly like an eagle. I do want to run through a lot of your calls, and I'm customarily hogging up the time telling endless stories here on air. Before I go any further, it is time for my daily regimen. Do this at least twice a day, sometimes three times a day, for DNA Force, that's known to repair telomeres and or lengthen them and activate your mitochondria, which is the engine of the cell, and detox the cell, find out details and all the nutraceutical medical facts. InfoWarsLife.com. And it's been a few weeks since I took any Oxy powder. So I've decided, hearing Rob Dew's story earlier about losing 12 pounds of stuff in his gut in 7 days. He lost 12 pounds a month or so ago. He told that story last hour. So I'm going to take some Oxy powder right now as well. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to have it with my Uramate tea. Oh, and yeah, let me put a little bit of a super male vitality in there. I need to get some new bottles. These are getting low. A little bit of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. Since it's pure iodine, it doesn't taste bad like the other stuff that's out there that's bound with the alcohol and isn't real nascent iodine. And then Bon Appetit, going to take my oxy powder. My DNA Force. Before I eat lunch. And I just take oxy powder for a day or two every couple of weeks. Just as basic maintenance. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions. And we have the promo still going where you can get 5% off all the products, all the InfoWars Life cutting edge products with promo code NOW at checkout now. Just like the promo code WATER at checkout gets you 10% off all the ProPure and clearly filtered excellent filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. And InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella shopping center, supercenter site online. And they've got the Made in 1776.com. That's a sub area of Made in America products. The great Molon Labe shirts that are set to sell out, but we should get some more in the next few weeks. We got plenty of the men's black designs and the women's gold designs, but the camo green one is going to sell out. In fact, some sizes already have. InfoWarsStore.com or Made in 1776.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. We love to answer your questions when you call and take your order or tell you about any of the discounts or other specials that are running. Give us a call, 888-253-3139, and we thank you for calling, and thank you for all of your support out there. This is a one-off, one-of-a-kind organization, and it's a house you built out there, the listeners. So God bless you. We salute you. Now, I'm going to shut up like I did with Steve Quayle last week for the last half of the hour. I did a pretty good job, probably talked a minute or two. In the next 25 minutes, I'm going to just go to your calls, hear your comment, and briefly try to answer any questions you have so we get to a lot of callers. Christine in Minnesota, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to mention that I believe I'm kind of the mindset of Jesse Ventura when he comes to the voting situation about not going for the right-left paradigm like you've talked about for years. I really think that it's about us having a voice. Even if we don't believe in the system and the voting, if you go there and you vote by your conscience, like Joe Skelton mentioned, I think a lot of us do not, or in society, don't think with our conscience the way we should and vote what we really believe in. It's all about going, well, Republican, Democrat, whatever. But it's also about still showing them that we have a voice, even though I myself am discouraged with the system, the voting system altogether. So.
Well, I agree with you. Look, it's a mix of things. People say either don't vote or only vote third party. Or look, if you know there's a really good Tea Party libertarian candidate in the Republican Party that the system's after who has a chance at winning because you get behind him, vote for him. Or if you've got a chance to run for school board, even if you don't win, you'll educate people and inject real issues. I tried to get a radio job for 2 years before I got one. And then I went, wait, why am I watching Access Television? I'll just go show what I can do on Access Television, use that to learn how to film make. I just wanted to tell people what was going on, so I'd use any venue I could. And that's why they've had so many trade publications say that I have pioneered so much of how to build a true independent media operation that can challenge the establishment. Because necessity is the mother of invention. And so vote for third party when they're good. Vote for a Democrat if they're good sometimes. There are some of those out there, surprisingly. That's why Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and others are lining up against some of them. Vote for Republicans. But right now in this midterm election, it's all about Republican versus Democrats. It's about repudiating Obama. It's about scaring the globalists off. It's about not letting them officially legalize the 50 million, 100 million, whatever it is. I mean, I'm not joking, folks. It's wall-to-wall illegals everywhere, from everywhere. Just, I mean, you name it, just they're here. And it's all third world countries because people from other countries don't want to come here. We're like a third world country now. That's another thing. Being a third world country runs off all the good people. from Africa and Asia and Eastern Europe and Europe and Latin America. One nice part about Austin and San Antonio is we got all the rich Latin Americans, so that's good for business. They collapsed their countries. They all ran up here. They got money. They're nice. I care less if they got brown skin and speak Spanish. They got money, and they're nice. I like them. But let me tell you, I don't want a bunch of poor people from a collapsed, you know, Eastern Europe or Asia or Latin America, Guatemala, who will go right into the system and go right along with communism. I appreciate your call. Great points. Jim in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, thanks, man. Hey, man, I really like that comic release you were doing earlier with the Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Here, let's play one more time. Hold on. Jamie Foxx, one more time. I mean, when he just says the name, it's like he said Shazam or Open Sesame or Supercalifragilistic Expialidocious. I mean, he's speaking the power word that like God used in his words to open up and create reality. That this is the fire of Prometheus, the ultimate elixir of truth, the name of Zeus writ large, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Oh. Just to play the whole thing.
Barack Obama!
Oh, yeah.
First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it to him.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Y'all stand up right now.
Yeah. Oh, former Nixon insider, Tea Party, destroying the Republican Party. That's right. We need to be nicer and tell a billion people come here and vote to take our guns. I love Rand Paul, but you know, he's got advisors telling him, we need to be more hip and with the young people and, you know, let foreigners like us. Well, it's because it's already checkmate. You bring in unlimited foreigners, Rand Paul, they're going to vote for the commies. They ain't voting for you. It's checkmate. Don't you get it?
I was calling about the voting thing, you know, and up here in Oregon, they just send us the ballots in the mail. So there is no polling stations or any of that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, I don't know why they don't do that everywhere.
Well, see, Oregon's already, you know, kind of taken over with the socialist game. But what's funny is that then they do some good things. There's some sensible things that liberals do, like GMO labeling and, you know, animal welfare, you know, common sense stuff. So they get all the compassionate, well-meaning people working for their team, not knowing they're helping bring down the drawbridge. Good to hear from you, Jim. Will in Virginia, what's your take on election 2014? A major realignment or just more business as usual? And what do you expect the Lord and Savior, Lord Obama, Lord Ebola, what do you expect him to do after he's a lame duck and he's got that pardon power?
Well, I have 2 points if I could, Alex. I'm a naturopathic doctor in Virginia. And, I don't know, also in a small supplement company, Zoetic. We make nanosilver-based products. But basically, I wanted to say that your X2 and your DNA Force, we've been having amazing results with those. The DNA Force helping with less epilepsy patients, coupled with our change in diet and detoxing the body. But also the X2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually repair the thyroid and not only protect it. We're seeing young kids reverse in homosexuality over a course of 6 to 9 months, taking higher doses than you guys recommend. So it's great stuff. And my recommendation, my second point was about the election is I almost see it as just a big scam because at the end of the day, if you look at who owns the election boxes and all this electronic voting, are our votes even getting counted? Is it almost like a divide and conquer thing? The whole voter ID.
Well, look, I never show ID for hardly anything except when it's your bank account or, you know, you're getting on a international flight. You got to prove who you are because of identity theft. And they are purposely making you show an ID for stuff you don't need to, but then not showing an ID for voting when it's your identity, you supposedly registered. You've got to have these controls in there or there will be fraud. And then you've got the electronic voting machine fraud and flipping votes to Democrats. Clearly, Democrats are in charge of the machine right now. And it could be like folks thought Harry Truman was going to lose and he ended up winning. I don't know if they're going to give the Senate to the Republicans. Now, it may be such a big landslide they can't stop them, but we could see some surprises. We'll find out. We'll find out by tomorrow morning, won't we? Thank you so much, Will. Look at past stuff that's gone on in this country. There's no telling what's going to happen. We'll have live coverage 6 o'clock central to midnight tonight, prisonplanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Click on the election button, right-hand corner of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it'll take you to the live free video feed that'll be up there. And we're going to have an audio feed linked up there as well tonight for folks that don't have high-level bandwidth. We will direct over the radio show and preempt the radio show refeed if we're able to do that and put out the audio feed of that as well tonight, 6 to midnight. InfoWars Nightly News. We'll cover the election. Jake in Arkansas, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. My name is Jacob Holloway. I'm the Libertarian Party candidate for Arkansas Secretary of State.
Oh, great.
And what I'd like to talk about is something very serious. Something I was actually attacked for during my debate is the electronic voting. And I was actually against the electronic voting question in our debate, and I was attacked for this because I was asked, how could we all vote on paper ballot? And today, just today in the news, I discovered, now it's out in the media here in Arkansas, that the electronic voting machines in Arkansas are switching votes.
Well, election fraud in Arkansas is like election fraud in Chicago. It's ubiquitous like water and wet. It is just famous, and people don't know. Paper ballots are easier, and a lot of industrialized countries use them because you tabulate them at the precinct. That is done in front of everyone. It's posted on the wall, and then all those numbers are then for the larger sector put together, and then there's total transparency. The only way you'll get somewhat of a fair election, because elections have always been a competition of fraud to certain extents, is to have paper ballots counted at the precinct level, tabulated then at the county level, and publicly available info. Don't you agree?
And that's exactly what I said during the debate. That's what exactly I said to the press. I was attacked for that.
Well, of course. I mean, if you said that you needed water in the Sahara Desert, the average trendy would call you a racist.
Exactly. But I did make some good points, and I did point out we're not keeping data on the votes that are changing, and we're not keeping track of the machines that are dysfunctioning. They're actually still using the machines that are dysfunctioning today. The Arkansas Secretary of State Board of Elections actually came out and said that they knew that the machines were faulty before they used them.
Oh, yeah, that's the tactic. They come out and admit it's all a fraud. See, here's what happens. You run for dog catcher, you run for city council, you run for Secretary of State, you run for Attorney General. Even if you don't win, and sometimes you will, especially in this climate, you're there getting in the middle of their fake event, bombing it with truth. And so that's why everybody should just start running for office. Even if you don't like the system and don't believe in voting, go do it to crash their gates, to get in the fight. It's fun. Thank you so much, Jake. Tell us about your website. How do folks find out about you?
You can look me up. I'm on the on Google. You just look up Jacob Holloway for Secretary of State in Arkansas, and you can find
very
out.
Exciting. Very exciting. Maybe you can run against Fami Malek up there. Shelby in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Enjoy your show, man. I subscribe to you, but I listen to you on the podcast while I'm out and about every day.
Well, thank you, brother.
I just want to say something about the election going on. I went to vote. I have to vote early because I'm not at home, very often. But anyway, and I went and I voted in the early primaries back in the spring here, and the lady looked at me, of course. I told her who I was and everything, and she looked on the roll. She says, well, I can't find you. And I said, what do you mean you can't find me? I just voted back in the spring. Here's my license. And she says, we won't need that. Let me just keep looking for you. And I gave her my name again. And she called one of the other ladies over, and she says, I can't find him on the roll. And I said, look, I just voted last spring. Here's my license. Oh, we won't need that. Well, then she says to me in the middle of this crowd, she says, what is your social security number? And I said, look, ma'am, I'm not going to tell you that. I'll write it down for you. I'll show you my card, whatever, but I'm not going to tell you what my Social Security number is. She got so freaking mad at me, Alex. She says, look, mister, do you want to vote or do you not want to vote? We can have it either way. And I was like, what is going on? And one of the other older gentlemen that was there, he says, he told her, just look at your Social Security number. It all lines up, and you look at everybody's Social Security number. So she looks up, and she says, well, there you are, right there. Well, there you are. Here's everything you need to go vote. And I was like, my gosh, what is going on here? You know?
What happened is they didn't give it to you until you showed that. So they might have been in their own way trying to stop fraud. But I don't know the Tennessee law, but I don't think they make you show a Social Security number there, do they?
Well, that was my point. That's when I told her, I said, "Do you? I'm not going to blurt out my Social Security number just because you asked me for it." And the other fellow that was there, he said, show her your card or whatever. So but I have my driver's license. We don't want your driver's license. Just give us the stuff. So I did. Got it. Done my voting. I'm out the door. So I'm like, you know, this stuff here, they're talking about voter fraud. My gosh, if you got to go through that because you're a legal citizen, I've been voting since I was 18, Alex.
I hear you, brother. We're going
to
come back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head.
I won't even turn my head.
Don't call your kinfolk to give me a talking to.
Don't send your kinfolks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
Lay there in your bed.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed. Keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan.
Understand your man.
Understand your man.
Sound you bad talking.
Bad mouthing. Understand your man.
That's a little sexist, out of control, homophobic Johnny Cash. Being sarcastic there. You want to know why the system's attacking the Tea Party and the Republican leadership's been lined up against it for years? Story out of Yahoo Finance, linked on Infowars.com. Former Nixon insider, Tea Party, destroying Republican Party. The ones that wrote Obamacare with Obama. The ones that funded Al-Qaeda, the ones that passed the Patriot Act, the ones that helped the NSA spy on us, the ones that built all the prisons, the ones that, you mean the traitors? Oh, those. Aide to Imperial President trashes constitutionalist. If the polls hold, 2014 should be a banner year for Republicans. But John Huntsman Sr., a self-described lifelong Republican and former special assistant to President Richard Nixon, is looking ahead with concern about the grand old party's 2016 prospects. The Tea Party has completely captivated and ruined the Republican Party. Oh, you're scared, aren't you? Today, and they'll show this in 2016, says Huntsman, author of Barefoot to Billionaire. Unless a Jeb Bush comes in or a John Huntsman Jr., the Republicans don't have a prayer. Unless your son saves us. How disgusting to have one of these Nixonian slimeballs, one of these country club Republicans. I mean, boy, was Richard Nixon a racist, too. This whole crowd. That's when you got horrible communist, socialist Democrats that are racist, and you got all these old racist white people that are helping destroy the country. I mean, it's just a bunch of scum calling the Tea Party racist when all it wants to do is save the country. The Republicans have tried to take it over. They failed. So now they want to destroy it, but it's the reason the Republicans are popular is people think they might do something, like they might cut taxes. They might get rid of Obamacare. And I expect that immediately. People should be calling Boehner's office right now saying, you don't start repealing this, buddy, 100% of it. We want you impeached right now, scum. We need to immediately go after the Republican leadership. And that's going to happen. Because killing this country is a big deal. You guys are really doing it. That's the thing. You're going to get a fight, boys, because you really are gutting the golden goose, morons. Because the globalists want to conquer the country. They're afraid of the free market. They're afraid of freedom because you might not run everything completely. It'd be better for the establishment to be rich and powerful and not run everything than run it in the ground. You people are morons. You have inherited the power structure that had problems but wasn't totally insane. And you are running it in the ground. You are vandalizing this country. We got 1 minute before we go to break. We'll come back with more calls than Tucker Carlson. And I forgot to play the interview with James O'Keefe, the exclusive. We'll play that at like 45 after or something with Carlson. And the whole thing will be on the nightly news tonight when we do the news. I'm going to come back and go to break. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take your calls. But I didn't even get to the James O'Keefe exclusive. We got new breaking stuff. In fact, we should just take that 5 minutes we've got, put it on YouTube and have an article written about it, and then have the whole nightly news piece of powerful interview. We're going to have election coverage tonight, 6 to midnight Central. That's 5 to 11 p.m. Mountain. That's 5 to whenever it is Eastern. PrisonPlanet.tv, free video feeds right now on Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Waging.